gate of deep crimson across the snow cloth, and staining it like a butcher's apron.
A fearful omen, perhaps. Zeb was so pale, you know. What they did drained every last drop of blood from his body.
You have to go on living, Baron. Either you stand still and give up, or you carry on the best you can.
You think so, Christy?
If you give up the next moment you realize you're lying flat on your back, then they're shoveling in the wet clay.
Miss Roth is among the wisest persons I have ever had the pleasure to meet, Baron. I have personally been bereaved in, believe it or not, an even more brutal way than you.
Impossible, Doctor. Impossible.
My dear wife, Emily. My little cherub, Rachel, barely 3 years old. And the tiny seraph, Julian, in his first year of life. Each of them plucked away in a single, head-splitting moment. You lost a wife and a son, Baron. I was fated to go one better, one worse.
Grief cannot be measured in ones, twos, or threes, my friend. I listen to your words, but I don't hear them. I look at you, but I don't see you.
Truly said. But it does nothing to diminish Christie's words. The wound in your heart can be healed only by time. You can do nothing to bring your little boy back to you.
Wrong! That is where you are wrong, Doctor. Said that I couldn't do anything to bring Zeb back. Revenge hasn't been possible for me. And those scum still live, eat, and sleep. Only a couple of days' march from here in Yuma. Under the gloved hand of Sidler.
Baron, we...
I knew that an idea would come to me. Kill two birds in the same bush.
Why not just go and raid Yuma and hang the men who killed your boy?
Ah, there's the question. The question. J.B. Dix asks it. A man who I look at and see a small person, not overstrong, wearing spectacles, mild-seeming man. But I see beyond that, Mr. Dix. I see someone who knows about death. And its infinite ways. Your question strikes at the core of what happened. Why do I not raid Yuma?
You've got the men.
Indeed, Mr. Dix, I have the men. Good men. And Mr. Coburn is as good a sec boss as you'd find in a month's journeys. Tell them, Mr. Coburn, why my son's death is not avenged.
Vista is a strong fortress. Easy to defend and double difficult to attack. Yuma is worse. One way in and out. Not got the discipline we have here, but they've got more men. Three times the men. It's like an old hole-in-the-wall den of killers and thieves. Some crap poor blasters, but a lot of them. They can't hope to take Vistaville without limitless losses.
And you can't go against Yuma, mob-handed, for the same reason.
So send in a small raiding party. Chill them quiet-like.
You are fine and brave, lad. And you have shown your little light into the dark place that I have been trying to illuminate. But I have not had the right tools for my purpose. Coburn!
Baron?
Allow our visitors to finish their meal. Convey them to sleeping quarters and watch them well. Watch them very well. And bring Ryan Carter to my rooms at 11 o'clock tonight.
They hadn't stayed long over the remnants of the meal, though Michael had insisted on having a third helping of cherry cobbler with fresh cream. Before showing them to their sleeping quarters, Rick Coburn had reminded Ryan about some new clothes for the teenager.
The Baron was drunk when he suggested that. I'd rather stick with what I have, though they're sort of torn and dirty, I guess. What do you think, Ryan?
I reckon that someone like Baron Nelson might just remember what he said, drunk or sober. I wouldn't want to upset him, Michael.
There was a storeroom beneath the main eating area, vaulted and cold. Coburn took Ryan and Michael quickly from section to section, pulling out racks of shirts, pants, and boots.
I really don't want to change the way I dress, Ryan. It's like giving up another part of my past, a big part of it. Do I really have to go through with this?
Yeah. Look, it's cold enough to freeze the milk in a seal's tit out there, and your bare feet'll finish you, getting all of us into real trouble one day.
What kind? I never had a problem, and I've been going barefoot more or less since I became an oblate up at Milvanity. Since I was a little kid, hardly walking.
I've been places that even hand-stitched combat boots, good quality, got ripped and torn. Devil's Dance Floor on the southern edge of the old Badlands.
Yeah, I've been there. And up on Knife Edge Crest, in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, jagged spurs of rock. Saw a mule stumble and go over onto one. Went right in one side and out the other, like a great spear.
And there's thorns. 18 inches long, barbed, with enough poison to take out a regiment of stickies.
And chiggers. Little crimson grubs that burrow in between the toes. Crawl up the inside of the veins in both your legs.
Up your legs, then lay their eggs in your balls. Hundreds of them come sliding out the end of your manhood. Nasty, son.
I think you're pulling my leg, but I get the message. Yes, I see. Now give me the damn clothes.
Michael picked heavy-duty black jeans with narrow silver piping and copper rivets. The shirt he chose was also black denim, with a warm thermal lining. He added a quilted vest and a thick winter parka, all in black.
Try these. Real good boots. And a couple of pairs of wool socks. These boots lace up to the knee. Your color, too. Black. Trekking boots, Michael. Walk anywhere in them.
The teenager took the bundle and headed for one of the narrow changing cubicles that lined the hewn stone walls.
Sure. I could walk anywhere before.
But he rather fancied the image he saw, reflected in the fly-blown mirror by the door. Ryan was impressed with the stocky, muscular figure.
Better.
Not so bad. Not so bad.
During the time leading up to 11 o'clock, the companions discussed what Baron Alfred Nelson could want to talk about to Ryan. There was a consensus that it wasn't likely to be overwhelmingly good news for them. At 10:45, Ryan called the conversation to a halt while he ticked off on his fingers the points that they'd all agreed on.
He killed his wife. Could be looking for someone to take her place. Certainly showed some interest in both Mildred and Christy.
Haven't seen many women around the Ville.
Servers and sec wives. Not breeding stock for an ambitious and proud man like Nelson.
Then that's one thing. But I figured the death of his son... What was his name?
Zeeb.
Right, thanks. Zeeb. Chilled in a swift and evil-hearted way by this gang of men from Yuma, who were under orders from Wizard Seidler. What a name. These killers. We know nothing about them, do we? No. I have this gut feeling that Baron Nelson mainly wants to talk to me about the death of his kid.
Shouldn't we be thinking of doing a runner and getting out of this place?
We got knives against their blasters. And it's a well-run Ville, Mildred. Coburn's one of the best sec bosses I've ever seen. So we have to wait and see what cards get laid on the table. And play them the best we can.
At least we won't have to wait very much longer to ascertain his desires. Another few minutes, and you'll be summoned into the august royal presence once more.
Alfred Nelson was sitting on the sofa in his living room. The fire had sunk to fragile peaks of gray ash, with an occasional winking glow of red embers among them. The Baron was wearing a long, deep purple caftan that was embroidered with swirling patterns in gold and silver thread. He had a tall, slender glass in his hand, half filled with a cinnamon-colored liqueur. As Coburn ushered Ryan into the room, Nelson gestured toward a padded armchair across from the hearth.
Leave us, Mr. Coburn.
Coburn stared at Ryan through his narrowed, almost oriental eyes, but his expression gave nothing of his feelings. Then he closed the door and left the two men alone together.
A glass of this excellent spirit, Mr. Cawdor? I recommend it.
What is it?
I call it Victory Vista. It is distilled over near Telluride from honey and grain with various herbs for flavor.
Sure, why not, Baron?
Help yourself. The decanter is on that table.
Ryan sipped cautiously at the liqueur, finding it rather too sweet and sticky for his taste, the spices cloying his palate. But it was strong and fiery, and it warmed him as it worked its way into his stomach.
Sit down, Cawdor. You've been well treated here in my Ville?
No complaints.
Good.
Though I'd like to have our blasters returned to us.
Perhaps very soon, depending on how we agree tonight.
Agree to what, Baron?
The lines of bitterness and grief were accentuated by the dim lighting in the room, making Nelson look 100 years old. Ryan sipped again at the Victory Vista, but the sweetness lay heavy in his throat, with the acrid harshness of bile.
Agree with what I am about to say to you. Let us be clear, Cawdor. Mr. Coburn tells me that he believes you and your party are people of action. I understand that. But what I have decided is not subject to much discussion.
You mean it's a threat and a promise all rolled up into one?
You take your...